You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, today's interview is a really exciting one for me. We are going to be talking about this book, Raising Calm Kids in a World of Worry, Tools to Ease Anxiety and Overwhelm, with the authors Ashley Graber and Maria Evans, both of whom are amazing therapists and see people and children and grownups and parents of all different walks of life. And it is really reflected in this amazing book. We're going to jump right in to chatting about all the different ways to ease anxiety and worry as a parent for your children and also for your inner child. So let's jump in. Welcome to BDA Baby. I'm so excited to talk to both of you. This is various different worlds colliding because Maria and I had met when I came out with my third book, Maverick and Me, children's book, many moons ago. She aged me right before we started recording. So there's that part of it, before I even had kids, which is wild. And then Ashley, you and I have known each other for many years and have been talking about parenting before I even became a parent, because just to go into how I even met you and became one of your many followers and also somebody that you advise weekly, I was sent your information from my sister when I got engaged to Chris, and she found an article that you had done about blended families, and I was entering into step parenthood and needed some guidance. And I also was like, this is a role that I'm about to enter into, and I want to be equipped with great tools and information. I watched my Uncle Bobby do it, but it was a space that I was just like, I'm going to be in this role and I want to have more information. And my sister introduced me to you. And all these years later, it was like the best choice that I ever made and also the best pairing, because whenever I talk to anybody who says, oh, what's it like being a step parent? I'm like, you need a step parenting coach, which is what Ashley is for me, because it's just like, and I love being a step parent and it's been such a wonderful experience, but a step parenting coach is essential, just like a parenting coach for so many people, which brings us to your book.
Yes.
Raising Calm Kids in a World of Worry. I feel like this is raising calm kids and parents in a world of worry, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having us. That's so fun to go down memory lane like that.
So tell us, both of you, just, I mean, you guys are both so accomplished and amazing and have such wisdom, but tell us just why you wanted to write this book and what sparked it, because it seems like it's coming out at such a needed time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think we all know sort of intuitively that anxiety is on the rise. Certainly parents know it. Teachers know it. Educators know it. Therapists know it. Ashley and I, years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago when we were talking, we were noticing that we were getting more and more calls about anxiety specifically to our private practices. And we just thought, we just need to get these tools out to everybody so that you don't have to wait on a wait list or jump through a bunch of hoops to get this information with a therapist or a parent coach. You should just be able to access it anywhere.
Yeah, and I would just add to how beautifully Maria said that, that people just don't have access mostly to therapy and to parent coaching, whether it's because they don't know who to meet with or they don't have financial means to be able to access it. And so we felt like, let's just take all the information that we have and put it into a book so anyone, anywhere can learn the tools that we teach.
Do you feel like in both of your practices that you're seeing increase in kids' anxiety and parent anxiety, or one more so than the other?
It's a great question. I would say that there's an increase in both based on everything that's going on in the world and then specifically around people. Certainly since the pandemic, we've seen a huge rise in worry, and it can be one and the same. It doesn't necessarily mean because a child has it that a parent has it or vice versa, but oftentimes it is seen in both places. So we're seeing that rise come from children and parents.
It's also so hard to parent these days. I mean, this is a conversation we're in almost every single week, which is how different it is to parent in 2025 than it ever was, and just how many stressors parents have between screens and news and phones and pandemics and all these different things that are just genuinely make it so much more stressful, and the pressure of doing it all correctly.
I loved one of the big takeaways from your guys' book, which you just kind of preface when even going into the book, which is that one of the best gifts that you can give your children is to show them feelings. And that was something that Ashley taught me a couple years ago. But even showing your kids feeling stressed out or feeling overwhelmed in a mindful way, of course. But what is the importance of doing that in front of your children? Because it is true that parenting is really challenging. And there are pros and cons to, of course, every era and generation that have been parents and are becoming parents. But it seems like the amount of information we have hitting us in the face every single day is very overwhelming, at least it is for me. And I think contributes a lot to this anxiety and feeling of overwhelm for parents.
Absolutely. One of the main reasons we would say to show kids that it's that you're feeling a certain way is to model to them that it's okay to have those feelings. And then in that opportunity, you get to name the feelings and you get to model what it is that you do when you have feelings, because feelings are inevitable. We're going to have them all the time. And it's okay to have feelings. Behaviors, as we know, can be something completely different with a child or with an adult, certainly. But that showing them that you can say, I'm overwhelmed or I'm angry in this moment, not at them, but stating it for yourself and then doing something about it shows a child, oh, okay, it's okay for me to do this too, for me to have feelings and for me to grasp onto a coping tool of some sort.
Yeah, and kids don't come out of the womb knowing feelings words, right? So part of our job is to teach them and say, well, you know, when you feel this way, that's sadness. And when you feel this way, that's worry. Because that's the very first step to being able to actually do something with that feeling, help bring it down, get the care you need. And that's that very first step of just modeling and saying what the feelings are and letting them be there.
That was one of the big things that I remember writing down in my notes after a session with Ashley, was that all feelings are okay, but all behaviors are not. And being able to communicate that, even I know that your book is mostly geared to 6 to 12-year-olds, but there are so many things that I was reading in this book that I apply to my kids, and they're younger than that. And I have my 12-year-old stepson. But even with my toddlers, being able to have a lot of these conversations of identifying feelings, being able to have conversations about behaviors, and then also being able to role model to them, taking deep breaths when you feel frustrated or upset or sad or even happy about certain things. I wonder, since you guys have been talking to different people about your book and, of course, the title of Tools to Ease Anxiety and Overwhelm. Instantly, as a parent, I am always like, right when I became a parent, and Ashley knows this, I became a parent and I'm like, you want to protect your kids from being an anxious child. Like, you don't want to have anxious kids. You don't want to pass your anxiety onto your children. Is that a common theme that you guys are feeling with parents these days?
Certainly, yeah. You know, well, there's so much awareness in parents now about their anxiety that they'll say, I just don't want my kids to suffer like I did. Ashley and I both happily talk about how when we had anxiety as kids, nobody knew what it was. And nobody could diagnose it or give us a tool for it. And that's all we wanted. And so we have a lot of well-meaning parents who say, I see her struggling and I don't want her to feel that way. Or I just know I'm an anxious parent and I don't want to pass that on.
Is some part of that just inevitable? Like is anxiety in children and in parents normal in some way? Or is like, when does it become not normal or if at all?
Well, we always say that if we didn't have some anxiety, we'd never get out of bed in the morning. So we would just lay there all day. But certainly there are different levels of it. And that is part of what the beginning of the book is about, is how to identify anxiety. And we put it into simple terms so that anyone who reads it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm reading this book on psychology and it's over my head. And we make recommendations on when it might be at a level that a person would want to seek some assistance with it, in addition to using the tools inside the book. And a lot of the things that we will see are in there, but one of the main things is if it disrupts life. So if it disrupts daily life, if a child is not able to go to school, they stop going on play dates, they're not sleeping at night, there's a big change in behaviors, then there's probably a sign that there's something going on. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the tools in the book aren't going to help. But again, if you go back to the first two chapters, if you go to the first two chapters of the book, you can really see what the different kinds of anxiety are and how to spot them in a child.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I wonder also the different things that different generations had to deal with as far as anxiety inducers. Is it worse now? Are kids worse off anxiety-wise, or is it just something that we're tracking more of and that we have more information about?
It's a little bit of both. The research really is showing that there is more anxiety we are tracking it more. There's more of a normalization that you can go to therapy or you can talk about your feelings or go to coaching. And so people are talking about it more, but there is more to worry about for so many of the reasons that Maria said, that the input is just so much more today. And kids play less if they're not getting an opportunity to get outside and move their bodies outside of school. We know that they're sitting longer, and we know that there's input that, and I think Maria just made mention of it. I mean, when I was growing up, I had the news was on in our house, but it came on at 9 a.m. and at 5 p.m. or 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. or something like that, versus it coming at all of us all the time.
The idea that there are so many people, and that we live in a world where people are seeking out help from people like you to better their ability to parent and better their ability to be positive role models for not only themselves, but also for their children is really amazing and so cool, because you look back on other generations who would have deeply benefited from that.
Yes. But
a different time. So it's incredible that there are really coaches in so many different areas of life, and parenting coaches, and also step parenting coaches, relationship coaches, life coach. Like, there are so many areas that we can get help and tools, which is incredible. And this book is really offering that for people who have kids this age, but also paying attention to your own stuff as a parent, which is a big theme in this book, and a big theme that Ashley and I discuss all the time, is like, what from your own childhood that maybe you didn't even think is a thing for you that comes up as you go through your parenting journey, and being aware of that, and also giving yourself grace as a parent. Because as you both said in an interview, if you're picking up this book in the first place, or listening to an interview, or listening to one of you guys talk about this book, you're already showing such amazing interest and progress in the parenting space overall. And it's showing that you have interest in bettering yourself as a parent. But just overall, I mean, let's just talk about the fact that parents are picking up this book to better themselves and also their children, and also just focus on their own stuff. Is that a really big takeaway that you guys have had with seeing all the people that you've seen?
Oh, yeah. We are proud of every single person who has made a call, sent an email, stepped into our offices. It is a huge deal to be, I think people call it a cycle breaker, or somebody who comes in and decides, I'm going to do this differently. And it's not easy, because you have to face your own shadow, is what we call it, right? We do shadow work in psychotherapy, which is, what are the things that I'm still carrying from my childhood? Or what have I picked up on? What are my biases? What are my fears? And that's some of the hardest stuff to tackle. But the truth is, if it's done gently and lovingly, as you probably experienced with Ashley, when you work with somebody or you read a book that's really compassionate and patient and loving, the work isn't that hard, because you go slowly and you just start with one little point of awareness, like, oh, I just realized I'm doing this thing that might actually be creating more stress in the family system. Can I just pull back on that a little bit? Can I not be too hard on myself that I've been doing it, and just try something a little bit different? And with those small steps, as we all know, change happens.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Most parents will say you either parent like you were parented or you swing the other way and parent differently. And that the some of the habits that we carry into the adult, into adulthood or into parenthood are the same. And you can't know until something is happening. And so we did want to make it very clear in the book that this is normal, because we see in parenting groups and we see in the individual work that we do that when parents see, oh, that's me too, then they feel less alone in the journey of parenthood. And that helps to take a little bit of the pressure off and add a little compassion back to an incredibly difficult job.
I remember when I first came to you, Ashley, and was seeking out tools and tips for being able to learn about step parenting and also have really great communication and relationships in that space. I still wasn't telling anybody like, oh, I'm seeing a step parenting coach or I'm seeing a step parenting therapist. And it wasn't really until I was maybe several months or a year into it that I mentioned it to somebody who was also entering step parenthood. And I said, you know, I actually talked to a step parenting coach and a therapist, and it's been incredibly helpful. And the reaction was just like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's so interesting. I didn't even know that existed. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, because it makes sense that that would exist, because you have people who are parents who are seeking out parenting tips and guidance. And then you have people just for life or relationships. Like there's so many areas that people want to better themselves in, but it's a totally different experience now of openness for people who say, I can't do this. I have my therapy appointment, or I can't do this. I'm doing a session on a parent with a parenting coach. Is that something you're like a tone shift that you guys have experienced in your practices? Because you've been doing this for a while, but it seems like even in the past 6 years that I've been talking to you, Ashley, that there's been a shift in acceptance and also just openness in the space of therapy.
Absolutely. I think you said it so beautifully. This is exactly what's shifted. And even teenagers and kids now will just brag about their therapists at school. You know, they'll say like, I can't wait to go to therapy today. It can't come soon enough. Like I'm counting down the minutes, or I have to ask my therapist what to do with this boy. You know, it's completely changed in the culture.
I had a very funny story of a 9-year-old saying to me one time, Ashley, I need to ask you a question. And okay, love questions. Hit me with it. And this 9-year-old was very concerned about one of their friends because they were not in therapy. And what were we going to do to make sure that this person was going to be okay? Yes.
It's incredible that you guys are able to help and guide people in this era of parenting and also just be witnesses to the change in dynamic and the change in tone. So much so that like, I remember last summer when I was pregnant and I told Ashley, like, I'm going to start doing meditation as part of like my daily practice. And then I remember you telling me, show your kids that you're going to take time and meditate. And there's so many things that I think, and you guys talk about this, that as a parent, you want to wear your busyness or your chaos like it's a badge of honor. And in fact, it's not. And you can be busy and that's okay. But also being present for your kids and showing your kids self-care, like actually mommy needs to go and do my meditation. And then to see like my daughter Lila on the play structure 2 days ago laying on the play structure. And I was like, what are you doing? She said, I'm meditating. I was like, okay, great. It shows these things that you know, kids are like sponges and they repeat all these things. But just to be able to see that shift in being able to be open with your kids about things and feelings and self-care is such a big part of parenting today.
Absolutely. And, you know, to go back to that conversation we had about anxiety really being on the rise, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, it's not as though we're locked into this scenario where kids just have heightened anxiety, because if you do parent in that way and you do model the mindfulness and you do create space at home and take kids out to nature and really push for this really present focused childhood as much as you can for them, their anxiety will go down and it does mitigate. And our book is entirely focused around what can you do as a parent in the long run and regularly to keep anxiety low in general. And so it can be done. And I think you just named a lot of the ways that someone would go about that.
I also want to talk, because one of the big structures of your guys' book is Safer Parenting, which I want to go over that acronym because it's such a big one. And also when someone says, okay, I want the tools to deal with anxiety and overwhelm, not only for myself as a parent, but also for my children if I see that they are anxious or are worriers. So let's walk through the Safer Parenting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to start and Maria will jump in. But I want to say that what's really important for parents to hear before we jump into this is that they can open it anywhere and start using these tools. And we touched on this a little bit before, that there's so much out there. And a parent might open up the book and say, oh, this is so much to start to learn. But we see that parents are often doing some things already. And then there may be other areas that were not modeled to them. So they might need some more support in one area than another. And it's also really important to know you could work on one letter, and which like S, which is set the tone, and you could work on that for a while. And then if a parent chose to work on any one letter for any amount of time, that things will change in their family, that they will see transformation happening. And we really want to always say that before we go into the entire model. So S is set the tone, which in short is calm is contagious. So is worry. But that calm is contagious. And we teach parents the things you just talked about, Catherine. What can you do so that you can be able to walk into the home, be able to be around your children in a way that is calming, that helps to bring anxiety down? A is allow feelings to guide behaviors. And you mentioned it before as well. So all feelings are welcome, but maybe not all behaviors. But if we don't allow feelings and we dismiss them or do other things with them, then tricky behaviors can come up. And so we teach parents what to do in the ways that you talked about to be able to allow the feelings. And we have something really cool in there, which is a plan to cope. So we call it a PTC, which is what happens if anxiety gets kicked up in a moment for your child, and how can you help them walk through it?
Yeah. And then F is form identity. This is a really important one, which is parents always want to know, how do I raise a child with strong self-esteem and a strong sense of self? And so that one is all about, how do you create a parent-child bond where your child knows, I belong, I have a community, I matter, the interests I have matter, and my parent thinks I'm really cool, right? So we teach you how to do that. And then E is engage like a pro. And that's where the pro being a therapist pro, okay? So these are our secret therapist tips that we put in for how to talk and listen so that conversations with your child keep flowing and you get more than that one word answer, and you're the person that they're really coming to when they are scared or needing help or needing advice. And then role modeling, that's R, the safer. The R is what we just talked about, right? Which is when that package hasn't arrived and you're stressed out, can you take a breath? Can you tell them you're meditating rather than just sneaking away and talking to them about what's still in progress in your family? Because nothing is perfect. So we have a whole section in there about there's a family member that's still dealing with crisis or addiction or something, how do I talk to my kids about that? Because they can tell. So it's a really beautiful way of parenting and set of tips that helps you be emotionally in tune and create emotional safety at home, no matter what's going on outside.
It really gives you a sense of confidence as a parent to be able to have things like these scripts or different role plays in this book that you can kind of pick up and say like, okay, wait, I'm going to have this kind of conversation with my kids. And even the idea, which I think is such a new one, and that I also was really lucky to be able to have my mom practice, but to come back to a conversation after or an interaction and say, actually, like, I didn't like the way I handled that. So let's go back and do that again. And that's the case in parenting. It can be in your relationship. It can be in step parenting. It can be in friendships, like being able to take ego out of it and say, I really didn't like the way that I handled that. Let's try that again is also a theme that's in this book that to me seems like a relatively new one in this era of parenting.
Absolutely. It's really changed, and it's so, so powerful, as you know, to have a parent who can come in and say, look, I'm sorry, I raised my voice. I was really stressed. I'm going to work on not raising my voice. And let's talk about what you can work on, right? And really paving the way for accountability, apologizing, not being perfect, making a repair, and everything starting over the next day. Because we can't hold grudges with kids. We just have to start fresh and just be willing to talk through what was hard. And it's really remarkable, this recommendation we make in parent coaching to parents, which is sometimes to just go and say, what could I be doing better? So many parents just go, wow, I've never asked my teenager that question. You know, I've never asked my middle schooler that question. And I'd actually love to know from their perspective. And you don't have to necessarily take that in that moment. We teach in the book, if your child brings you something that you're not ready to respond to, you get to go, let me think on that. Let me sit with that and get back to you, right? They ask you a tough question. Let me think on that. And taking that pause and giving yourself permission for that is really, really beautiful parenting.
For me, this book is so important and essential for parents. And also, even if you're not a parent, this is also great for caretakers, which I also love. Like, this is a book that grandparents will benefit from, caretakers, aunts, uncles, anybody that's around your child that is going to be someone to be present for any sort of feeling, which is, you know, guaranteed for anybody who's going to be around a child, really of any age. I mean, there's so much in this book that I apply to a 12-year-old, but also to a 4.5 and a 2.5-year-old. Ford is yet to be given any of these tools yet. He will be. But I think that it's such a wise thing to be able to just have all these tools in your toolbox, even if you don't need them right now, but you'll need them at some point. And I think it's such a gift. And I'm sure the response that you guys have been getting and meetings with different parents along the way have been, I mean, what have they been like?
One of the things that we felt really strongly about was that it is written simply, and that anybody, as you just said, could pick up the tools and could use it, and that the stories in it are relatable, and that we represent all different kinds of families and different kinds of family makeups. And so we've gotten such good feedback from people in all of those different areas saying, wow, I'm so busy and I can really just, like you showed the book before, I can throw it in my bag and I can open it up and just take in a little bit of something. And it's not too difficult to comprehend. It's not too difficult to try to learn. There's a lot of tips. And so people have really said, thank you so much for giving us something that feels like it's attainable in this life that is so busy, busier than ever, it seems like, for parents.
And you know, you'll know, Catherine, when you're writing a book or putting something together, you don't have a whole lot of feedback from the outside world until it comes out. But we had this really interesting experience, which was that every expert that we had read the book, every editor, every person who was helping us fine-tune stories and things like that, who was a parent, we would often get this beautiful email out of the blue at some point in their process of writing it that just said, I have to tell you, I've completely noticed a shift in my parenting just automatically from working with the material and reading this book. I noticed I did something completely different with my child than I would have a month ago. And that made us so happy to see that just organically, even people who weren't coming to us for coaching, just by reading the book, we're just getting infused with these tools that are really, truly easy to apply. And that gave us a lot of hope. And now that people have read it, you know, they text us all the time just saying, I devoured this in one night, or, you know, I keep going back to this one section, or, I mean, it's the response has been really incredible.
I love this whole subject matter, of course, but also just that it's such a big takeaway and I think a sense of comfort to be able to give parents or not parents, people who are around children, or just even for themselves. If you're anxious, if you're a worrier, if you have a child who's a worrier or an anxious child, it's okay. You're not a bad parent. There's not something wrong with your kid. You just will benefit from the tools to be able to walk through those moments of worry and anxiety and overwhelm and get to a place of calm. And that's really what this book provides and also arms you with as someone who is a parent or just around children in general, which is, again, such a gift. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. I think you made mention of it earlier, Catherine, but parenting isn't, people aren't always on the same page when they're parenting. And then when you bring in different generations, then you also have different parenting styles as well. And so we really wanted, no matter who it is, to be able to, whether it's a parent or a grandparent, somebody that's an aunt that's even a little bit older and grew up in a different generation, to be able to pick it up and read it and say, okay, I can do this. And that would help everybody be on a more similar page, which also helps to lower anxiety and worry in the family.
Well, I'm lucky that my mom has read this book because I was so excited. When I originally heard about you guys doing this book, I was like, you have to send this to my mom. And then of course she was like, absolutely, I love this, because my mom is so evolved as a parent. But I mean, her name's like right here. A big Mama G endorsement. So that's, I mean, wow. I'm lucky to be able to have my mom as a grandparent that's still just like wanting to learn and evolve and get on the same page and just like learn so much, even though she's been the queen mother of mothers, just being able to just constantly learn new information. So I'm thrilled that this book worked out to do together, and also that you guys have done such an amazing job with it. So congratulations.
Thank you,
well,
Catherine.
We really want to thank you, Catherine, for seeing how important this work is and how impactful it is for every single kid. You know, the whole time we were writing it, we just thought, if there's just one child who gets impacted by this, and just one child who gets a different childhood because of this information. And now there are so, so many. So thank you for seeing the worth and being part of the movement.
Of course. And also, not to mention the inner child for who are reading this book that also get the calm, because that's such a big, I mean, we could do a whole other interview just about the inner child, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of children sometimes just running around in your head that need this calm. So, no, it's such an amazing gift. The next book that I am going to will out of you guys, that I tell Ashley all the time, is just like a book that is just on the step parenting, because the gifts that I have gotten from my communication with you are just like, I mean, incredible. So I just think that so many would benefit from that. So that can be your next project.
Okay.
Good luck.
After we get some sleep, okay, Catherine?
Yes. I know. You get right on that, okay? Thank you both so much. This was so awesome. And we'll make sure to link out everything so everybody can order this awesome book.
Thank you, Catherine. This was such a fun conversation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.